Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do it, huh? Let's do a show today. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Rongi, good morning to you. Welcome into Monday and another fun show we're going to have until 12 o'clock.
Is it going to be outstanding?
It's going to be fire. 314-436-7900 to call and text. Odyssey app will allow you to send us voice messages. You can do that whenever you want to, really. You can also watch us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. We look really, really good today.
Do we? I feel like we look a little hot.
It's a little steamy in here, isn't it?
Anyway, please join us.
Thank you.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
President Trump has called on House Republicans to vote to release the Epstein files.
Hey!
The saga, is it almost to an end? Maybe?
Probably not.
No.
But you're never going to believe this.
I bet I am.
You're never going to believe it.
I bet I am.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Oh, I knew that.
And AAA is predicting record number of travelers for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew it. I knew that. Wow. Every year is a record.
Well,
every
it's not
holiday.
Just every year. It's every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every Memorial Day, and every Labor Day. Really, since COVID, I feel like we've been setting records.
Blues had a bad weekend.
Well,
they lose on Friday and on Saturday. And Mizzou won. They beat Mississippi State. That was a big one for them.
they're
working toward a bowl, Amy.
Yep.
It's not going to be the playoff, but it will be a bowl game. So there it is. We got a lot coming up on the show today. Matt Pauly will talk sports with us at 10:30. He's got the Rush Hour Sports Show. You know that. It happens at 5 o'clock. We'll talk Cardinals offseason with him. We'll talk Blues. And we will talk Mizzou football. Anything going on? Amy, anything happening this weekend?
Well, I got a notification late last night.
Uh-huh.
It might have been close to 10 p.m. from the Wall Street Journal that President Trump, in a sharp reversal, is encouraging the House to release the Epstein files.
What?
And this is something that, of course, everybody has been talking about. The Epstein files, release the Epstein files. And it was a huge call to action by Republicans during the Biden administration, and a huge call to action by Republicans leading up to the election. And that was something that Trump had said he would do, that they would release the Epstein files. Of course, once he became president, that did not happen. And honestly, I thought the Epstein files would not be released because Trump was pretty adamant against it. But he did say, okay, tell the House that they are going to go ahead and vote on this, and they should vote to release the Epstein files. I will say this, Ronj, because a lot of people recently I've heard say, many people are saying, if Trump is innocent, why wouldn't you release the files, right? Why is he not just releasing the files if he didn't do anything wrong? And I get that. But I think there was another question as well, and that is the Biden administration had these files, and they had them leading up to the election. So if the files clearly indicted Trump, right, had some incriminating evidence against Trump, I would be shocked if the Biden administration held on to that.
My understanding is, and somebody who understands legal stuff better than I can explain this, but my understanding is the reason they didn't come out is because there was still an appeal that was happening on the part of Ghislaine Maxwell at the time. And when that appeal is happening, again, my understanding from a legal perspective is you don't want to release, if you're still basically prosecuting that situation, you don't want to put all the evidence out there publicly. That's what my understanding is, and I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I have been reading on the subject.
Yes, and that makes sense. I mean, like I said, that makes sense because there is a reason why these files weren't released. To be completely honest, my guess is slash was that so many very, very prominent people are listed
in
this thing. A lot of people with money and a lot of people with power where they're not even thinking about the politics of it. Like, in front of everybody, superficially, it's all about Republicans, Democrats. But they want this football to continually be passed back and forth. They don't ever want someone to score a touchdown because my guess is in these files, you have the most prominent people, Republican, Democrat, non-political, billionaire, whatever it is, and they don't want their names out. And if you've got a lot of money and a lot of power, you're doing everything you can to keep these files closed.
Oh, it's a great political football. I think...
Because you don't really want them released. You just want it to be a political football.
I do think a lot of people in Congress do want them released. I'm sure that some of them are afraid of who might be in it.
Yeah. The younger ones probably want it released.
Oh, yeah, totally. And my feeling is, I don't care who's in it. There's nobody that I feel like I need to be protected.
No,
I don't care.
No.
I don't care who's in it. I don't care if it's Clinton. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Joe Biden. I don't care who's in it. Let's just see.
And also, because I said this last night, in our justice system, you don't have to prove innocence. You have to prove guilt, right? Guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. So releasing the Epstein files, the purpose of it is not necessarily, well, we're going to prove Trump's innocence. It's you have to, or whoever's innocent,
right.
You have to prove the guilt. Secondly, because Epstein was so wealthy, he interacted with a lot of people who did not do anything nefarious, who had no idea. So, of course, you have to look at the timeline. You have to look at the documentation. But you could be someone who interacted with Epstein, said some gross things, maybe joked around, whatever, but didn't necessarily, you weren't necessarily involved in the horrific stuff. And that's what they're going to have to parse through.
Yeah.
What does this mean? What is a malicious or interaction, right? Who was engaging in this illegal pedophile behavior and who just happened to meet Epstein because Epstein was so wealthy, he was hobnobbing with everybody.
I think they need to come out. I would like to have access to all of them. I'm not going to read them personally, but I would like people who do this for work to go through those files and tell us everybody who's in them and tell us everybody who had real actual interaction with him, who was on the island, who may have done committed crimes, whatever. I think we should see all of that stuff. And I'm not surprised we haven't. I'm not surprised that there are people who are fully invested in making sure the public doesn't see all of those files. But I think it's in our best interest for us to have access to them.
Yeah. And again, we saw the story about the emails that the House Democrats released that information last week. And there was this cache of 2,300 emails, messages, and a lot of them included Donald Trump, or referenced Donald Trump. Well over 1,000, I think it was over 1,300 included Donald Trump, Also, there were hundreds and hundreds of references to Bill Clinton. And as the Wall Street Journal points out, that's not surprising considering Jeffrey Epstein's circles, but it is looking into the type of mention, what's referenced, what's documented. And I don't know, it's I guess going to take a while. Quick question, because I forgot. How did Andrew, formerly Prince Andrew, how is so far he the only one that's gotten taken down by this? Is this because of one of the witnesses or one of the victims?
I don't recall.
Because why do we have question marks around everybody but Andrew, which feels random?
Well, because and here's why. Because nobody domestically cares whether or not he gets thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Because he wasn't in the Christmas card. He wasn't in the Queen's last Christmas card.
Well, I think, didn't they strip him of his home?
They did.
They take the
ass? He's just Andrew now.
Oh, poor Andrew. They took his title. They took his house. Didn't they take his house?
That part I don't know. But I, because this is such a mess, I should remember. And I do think it's because one of the victims probably gave details. I'm just trying to remember now. But yeah, you're right. Domestically, nobody cares.
Did you see last week, you know, Megyn Kelly, who was on Fox News for a very long time? Now she does her own thing. She's a independent media.
Oh, no, I think I know what you're going to say.
And this is from last week, and she was talking about the Epstein thing. Yeah. This is just take a listen to this.
As for Epstein, I've said this before, but just as a reminder, I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile. This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this. But that he was into the barely legal type. Mm-hmm. Like he liked 15-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. And I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for this. I'm just giving you facts. That he wasn't into like 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were. But would look legal to a passerby. And that is what I believed, and that was what I reliably was told for many years. And it wasn't until we heard from Pam Bondi.
So that's okay.
That's
she's like, I'm not defending it. Yeah, kinda.
Okay. First of all of those words made me want to throw up. How disgusting. Oh, how evil. Also,
that's Megyn Kelly.
Barely legal, you're 15. Not legal. And if anyone ever talks about liking people barely legal, you can launch that person into the sun.
Like, he liked 15-year-olds. It wasn't like he liked 8-year-olds. That's what she said. I mean,
Who is she talking to there? Because that person should have said, stop. Stop now.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
For your own sake, stop talking, Megyn Kelly.
So the reason I'm playing it, or that one of the reasons, is somebody tweeted, and it was just some random person tweeted and called her Megyn R. Kelly, which I think is hysterically funny. But I mean, she's like, I'm not defending the you kind of
but
are
also,
that is
it,
kind of a defense.
It's like you're running though. It's not even a defense.
Well, she's trying to what she's trying to say is there might be somebody in the files that she likes, that she supports, and she's trying to make a preemptive defense of them. That's what she's trying to do.
And
she's taking a beating for it, and she should, because that's
reprehensible what she said.
Is.
And even if she's like, it's not a defense, but it was a defense. But the thing is, it's actually not a defense saying that a 50-year-old man or 40-year-old man likes 15-year-olds, still not legal, also super gross. That is someone who she is living in such a small bubble right now that you think that is an okay thing to say. Shows me that you have a psychotic detachment from the reality. Go touch grass, Megyn Kelly.
It's because,
you know how gross you sound.
It's because she's trying to make a preemptive defense of somebody she thinks might be in the files that she likes,
and
that she supports.
Okay,
that's all that is.
And here's the thing. When I was talking about the files and, like, you know, nefarious actions and who he interacted with and who he didn't, I'm just saying I don't know what the files will prove. There is no powerful man, that you could tell me this guy was doing bad things with Jeffrey Epstein that I would be surprised. I would be surprised. I just wouldn't, because again, money, power, and sex corrupt, and I am super cynical when it comes to this. And so, yes, if Trump was doing those things with Epstein and young girls, yeah, I 100% believe it. It's not like he has a pristine record with women. I still couldn't believe it. I went down a rabbit hole of, like, man, how he cheated on all his wives and was pregnant with Marla Maples' daughter, Tiffany, He was still married to Ivana Trump, and just weird stuff, how he's cheated on his wives and the porn stars. So why? Why would it surprise anybody
if
this guy was doing horrible things with underage girls?
And if Clinton's in these files,
yeah, right.
You know, like, I wouldn't be surprised by that. Who would be? And I don't care if he is. Let's see him. Let's go.
I guess I kind of lied. Bush and Obama.
I would be surprised by Bush and Obama. I agree with you.
I would be surprised.
W and
Obama, I would be surprised.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. Go ahead and text the show, won't you? 314-436-7900. We are with you until 12 o'clock. Then it's the Gas House Gang today on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
How many times I've heard this? I mean...
Was it your grandma?
Nah, my mother.
Aw.
This used to be on in the house.
My grandma used to watch her... What was it? Her shows? Her...
Stories.
Stories.
Yeah.
Stories.
She loved her stories.
Yep.
One of my favorite stories right now is the president and his relationship with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have made a lot of fun of her over the years, and she has deserved, I think, every bit of it. There is a thing that's happening right now that is just incredible, and that is her. And if you look at her Twitter bio, it says pro-Trump, like in her bio. Like she is one of his... biggest supporters, biggest fans, and has been for years.
When everyone else was wading into the waters of MAGA, Marjorie Taylor Greene swan dived into the deep end.
I mean, she is so full into it, which is, it's kind of crazy that what is happening now
drama.
Is happening. And she was on CNN talking to Dana Bash this weekend, and here's the exchange that happened.
Dana, I think that's fair criticism, and I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country, it's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions, and I am committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics. I really just want to see people be kind to one another, and we need to figure out a new path forward that is focused on the American people, because as Americans, no matter what side of the aisle we're on, we have far more in common than we have differences.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to respect each other with our disagreements.
So the question to her, and that was a response to the question of, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically it was, you know, the president has had some pretty pointed words for other people, inflammatory toward them,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't speak up until it was directed at you.
Yeah.
And she said, basically, yeah, I mean... You're right. That is fair criticism. I have to be honest with you, from a politician, to hear one of them, and I'm surprised if all people, it's coming from her, for her to say, yep, you're right, my bad. I'm stunned to hear that. I'm stunned to hear a politician accept the criticism and say, that is valid, and you are right.
Yes, I think on the surface, it's good, and what we need. Marjorie Taylor Greene has gone on The View and has been a very different Marjorie Taylor Greene. She went on The View and says, we all need to get along. And just to refresh you, yes, this is the Jewish space lasers mm-hmm. conspiracy theory Marjorie Taylor Greene. So literally, Marjorie Taylor
the
Greene and Donna...
What was it?
Gazpacho.
Police.
And that's peach what it was. Tree dish.
Yeah, that's right.
But Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump have been in lockstep. Even when she was taking criticism for voicing conspiracy theories about September 11th, conspiracies about school shootings, conspiracy theories about wildfires that were started by the Jewish space lasers. And she has suddenly had an about face, has called for the release of the Epstein files, was criticizing the president and Republicans on the government shutdown. And here's the thing. While on the superficially, yes, great. I'm glad she said that. I don't buy it. I'm super cynical. And the only thing I can think of is two things. Either Marjorie Taylor Greene is getting so many threats, which I'm sure she is, and nobody should get threats to their health, their family, their bodily harm. They shouldn't. But my guess is either she's getting so many that MAGA, extremist, violent rhetoric has been focused on her, that she's scared. She's terrified. Or she's looking post-Trump. She's seeing, you know what? Trump is not going to be around forever. J.D. Vance doesn't have the magnetism that Trump has. Nobody has the magnetism that Trump has. And this cult of one will fall apart and dissolve when Trump eventually goes away. So I need to start planning for my future.
It could be strictly political. It could be that she's looking out for her livelihood down the road. Maybe it is. Or maybe she really is having, she's taken something to heart. I don't know. I have no idea what's in her mind. I'm just stunned for somebody who usually gets pretty defensive. I'm stunned to hear her say, yep, you're right. Mm-hmm. I took part in this and I was wrong for it. I couldn't believe it. When I heard that, I thought there's no way.
Genuine.
Yeah.
To your point, it did.
Yeah. And just, again, she's so defensive as a person. So for her to be like, yep, I did take part in that and I regret it. I couldn't believe it.
And lest you think that I'm being unfair to Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, oh, she can't do anything right. No. Like we say, a tree is known by its fruit. And for years now, she has produced pretty rotten fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rotten fruit. So I'm glad we've got a good apple in that moment. But yes, I'm sorry previous words and actions have consequences. It's going to take her a while to convince
me. I agree with
me.
You on that. Yeah, I agree with you on that. The question is she a redeemable person? Sure. I think anybody is and can be.
Almost.
Yeah. I mean, you just... I think it's possible.
I have a hard time with certain people.
Well, I think it's possible, but that's, you know, we have to give people that, right? I don't know. I don't know if she'll ever truly live up to that soundbite, but I'm going to give her an opportunity. I would like to see what happens next. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, check into the show. You know how to do it. 314-436-7900. With you until 12 o'clock on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Ranj, it is inching up on Thanksgiving and the holiday season. And you're just never going to believe this because you know how much I love AAA. You love AAA.
Yeah.
And every holiday, major holiday, they give an estimate of how many Americans are going to be traveling. Record number.
What?
Record number of Americans expected to travel over Thanksgiving.
Really?
81.8 million Americans are set to travel during the Thanksgiving holiday. Would you like to guess what percentage of those will be driving?
40.
Not even close.
80.
90.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Only 10% of those 81.8 million Americans will be taking an aeroplane.
I think we overestimate how many people, what percentage of people are actually flying.
I like the idea of it, though. It feels like a movie. I feel like if you're flying for the holidays, it's like a Hallmark movie.
Man.
I've never had to fly. Well, because I'm like, you know, the lifelong St. Louisan. My great-great grandparents got off the boat from Germany and like walked here, and we've all been here since. Which is, you know, it's a blessing.
I have, let's see. I don't think I've flown the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I've never flown, I don't think, on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever done that before. I have taken the train. I've taken the Amtrak.
That's kind of romantic.
Now, I love the Amtrak.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Big fan of the train. Big fan of the train. They could clean it a little better, but I'm a fan of the train. Yeah. I like being on it.
It's romantic.
Yeah, that's
not,
what it is.
Not in a kissy way. Romantic in the way that baseball is romantic.
I mean, it's not like what you picture, you know, the train travel in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
It's not,
well, not that.
It's not kind of sophisticated like that. It is, I mean, some of the people on the Amtrak. But anyway, and I don't think they do a good job of cleaning. I'm not sure, actually, the Amtrak has ever been cleaned. Ever. Probably ever. But I do love the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, the one time I did take it pre-Thanksgiving, so the day before Thanksgiving, gosh, I don't know. I think we stopped at Springfield. I was on the way home from Chicago to St. Louis, and we stopped in Springfield, you know, picked up a crew of people, and this guy was drunk, really drunk. And he was causing a disturbance, and he was going up to women and sitting by them and talking to them. And the conductor came over and said, hey, stop bothering people. And so we get to Carlinville. Carlinville is between here and Springfield. It's not even a station. It's a stop. So, like, when the train stops in Carlinville, it's just a spot, right? And there's nothing around it except for businesses, and there's a McDonald's. And so the conductor is telling this guy to calm down because he's bothering the passengers. And this guy is yelling back at the conductor. So we get to Carlinville and they kick him off the train. They make the guy leave.
Yeah.
So he gets off the train. He says, screw you. I'm going to McDonald's. And the McDonald's is off in the distance. You see it?
Yeah.
And as soon as the train pulls away, like this is at night, the train pulls away, the lights in the McDonald's go off. So they close, and I, to this day, wondered what this man did. Like, what did he do? Did he sleep outside the McDonald's? Did he sleep at the train stop?
314-436-7900. If you are the man.
Like 10 years ago, if you were causing a disturbance on the Amtrak, I'd like to know if you're still alive.
Yep.
Did he knock on homes? Did he go to houses and say, hey, I don't know, I have nowhere to sleep?
What time of year did you say this was?
The day before Thanksgiving.
The day before Thanksgiving. So it could have been cold, but it could have not been cold.
I think it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened to this man.
If you know, 314-436-7900. We do have a great texter at that number, a 314, who asks, how do they define travel? It's 55 miles to my in-laws' house. Does that count, or does it have to be overnight?
Great question.
I think that is an extraordinary question. I have thought the same thing. I want to say that there's a number, like 50 miles or something, because it's quite a drive for me to my parents' house.
50 miles is a distance.
Yeah, I want to say it's 35 miles, 30 miles to my parents' house.
Yeah.
But I don't think that counts as travel.
Yeah, I think the 50 miles sounds right.
We need to get on this. Yeah. We need to ask AAA. Maybe
because
we can call them.
I mean, you know, you're talking about an hour in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
At least.
Yeah, but you got to go by miles because you could drive 5 miles in Chicago and it could take an hour. That doesn't count as travel.
No, it does. It does not.
Okay. Speaking of the holidays, I was listening to Total Information AM this morning, as I always do. I was listening on my Odyssey app, as you can as well. And they had Jill Schlesinger on talking about holiday scams.
I want everyone to really understand whether, no matter how old or young you are, you just got to be on your toes, okay? Because, as you said, scammers are out. They know that you're like all emotion during this period of time, and you're not thinking, and you're really busy. So sometimes you'll be contacted by an organization. It sort of sounds similar to a legitimate charity, but it's off by just a little. I'll give you an example. One year, there was a big scam going out, and it was an organization, they called themselves the National Cancer Something. And it sounded like the American Cancer Society, which is legitimate, is close. And people were giving to that, thinking they were giving to a legitimate charity. So what I really want people to do is take a moment before you start giving. Take a beat, whether it's an email or a text or someone calling. Just make sure this is a legitimate charity. You can do that on the IRS.gov website. They've got a search tool that you can use. Always make sure that you are paying with a credit card or a check. You avoid charities that ask for gift cards or wiring money. Don't overshare. This is your Aunt Jill begging you not to overshare your information. No social security numbers, no credit card numbers, no personal identification numbers, unless you're sure that this organization is legitimate. And by the way, if you're feeling a little pressure, It's not legitimate. No legitimate charity is putting the pressure tactic on to get you to send money.
So good. Again, that's Jill Schlesinger. She's the CBS News business analyst. You hear her, Jill, on Money and Money Watch. I think this is such a great reminder because I actually got an email about my iCloud storage space expiring. And I don't know, whenever it feels real because I had been getting emails about my iCloud space being running a little thin. I was running low on space. And so I thought this email was legit. As it turns out, there was an iCloud storage space scam going around. Mm-hmm. So you want to click on it to see if the email is from Apple.com. Also, what she said about personal information, never, never, never give out personal information. Like your password, Matt.
Did Matt do that?
He texted his password to someone.
It was from our IT person.
Yeah, but he felt pressured and he did it.
She's a great person.
I think he failed the test, the company test.
Did you get us in trouble?
I got me in trouble, I think.
Matthew.
I made a big mistake.
So again, holiday scams.
What the hell, dude?
Charities that sound real, like the National Cancer, you know, whatever, like Jill Schlesinger said, but also my sister and brother-in-law, who, you know, recently in the past year or two...
Moved
to a new house. Guess what they're getting? I didn't even know this existed. Snail mail scams.
Interesting.
Like getting papers that look like official forms, maybe from a government or maybe from, you know, a service. And she said some of them look so real that they almost responded. You know, it's a form. It looks real, and you send out your, you know, you write back with your information. And so if you have just moved or going to move, be careful with the snail mail. There are a lot of snail mail scams.
I would always, if you get an email or a snail mail, whatever, and it might say, if you have questions, call this number or email this address. Don't. Google it. Google the company. Google the organization, whatever it is, and find the phone number directly from that organization's website and reach out to them and say, did you send me this? Like, if you were really not exactly sure if what you've gotten is real, but you think it might be legitimate, always double check and always find the phone number online first. Do not call the number they give to you and do not email the address they give to you because it could just be the scam number, right? So be very, very careful because there are a lot of bad people out there trying to take your stuff. Do not let them take your stuff.
Trying to think.
I was getting a Verizon scam, and I actually called Verizon because they kept saying, you have this past due bill. And I said, well, that's interesting because I've never had Verizon. So, and I was getting this email constantly. And so I called the phone company, and I said, dude, what is this? And they said, that's not us. I'm like, all right, I knew it. So always double check. Be very, very careful.
Oh, I know.
Or they will call the cops on you.
My favorite scammy message that you ever received.
I got a scam voicemail. I can't remember what it was. I got a scam message telling me I owed back taxes. And if I didn't pay them, they would, quote, call the cops. I'm not kidding you. It said, call the cops.
I have told
that
story.
Oh, that's what the IRS? Yeah. IRS does, huh? They call the cops?
We're going to call the cops. I've told that story so many times
because
it's so great. Oh, also, so we actually had this recently with a credit card issue with my parents, like not expecting a new credit card, and they got one, and it looked legit, but also something was off because they said, we didn't sign up for this. This is very confusing. So it had all the paperwork, but as Ranj said, do not call the number on the paperwork.
Right.
Because it's from the same
scammer.
Go look it up.
Look it up online.
So they got their bank, and they were able to contact their bank directly and then ask them about the card situation. And as it happened, it was legit. But always call, like, your bank first. Don't call the number.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
I'm just going to read you the headline.
Okay.
And I'm debating whether or not to even tell you the story. This is from KSDK.com.
Okay.
And here is the headline. Man expected to survive after dog shoots him in the back.
Hold on.
I
kind of don't want to explain it.
First of all,
I just want to let it hang out.
You don't expect that type of behavior from a dog. Dogs are loyal. They would never shoot you in the back.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That might be.
She was loyal.
But I don't think she shot Trump in the back. I think Trump shot her in the back. He said she was, quote, wacky.
Well, I think there's a little bit of both going on here.
Yeah.
A little backstabbing going on both ends.
But anyway, you don't expect that. Was it a golden retriever? You would never expect that type of behavior from a golden retriever.
Man expected to survive after dog shoots him in back.
Okay, I'll go ahead and explain. How did the dog shoot him in the back?
A 53-year-old man in Pennsylvania,
yep,
shot in the lower back by one of his dogs, is expected to survive. It happened Tuesday, November 11th. Shillington Police Department Captain Michael Shoon said the man was cleaning his shotgun when one of his dogs jumped on the bed and the gun went off. Quote, he's not sure what stage of cleaning he was in at the time, so it's unsure if the dog's paw may have gotten caught inside the trigger and the safety was off, or if there was some sort of manufacturer malfunction. That's unknown at this time.
Okay, also, I don't want to victim blame here, but I feel like a lot of responsible gun owners would say that you should never clean your guns while they're loaded.
Yep.
I'm guessing.
Yep.
That dog has got to be living with so much guilt.
The dog probably has no idea what it's done.
But what if he does?
That's true.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess it would
dog's had enough, and he just said, that's the end of this.
That's the end of it. Well, this guy probably did not get an MRI, because you do not want to have metal.
Now, I would love to be able to tell people for the rest of my life that my dog shot me.
In the back.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you? Well, because that's a topper. There's no story of the weirdest thing that has ever happened to you that tops your dog shot you.
In the back. You're forgetting.
Well, I mean,
the
it doesn't matter where.
It does matter where.
Well, it does.
There's an element of betrayal
that's implied
by the fact that the dog shot you in the back. That's what makes it so unbelievable, because of all the, like, if a cat shot you in the back, obviously. Cats wouldn't shoot you anywhere else but
they're
in the back.
Yeah.
Cats would look at you, wait till you're vulnerable and not expecting it, and then bang, you're down.
Cats are awful.
They're awful. But
they're murderous.
The dog would never shoot somebody in the back.
I mean, can you just tell people, what's the weirdest thing ever happened to you? Well, my dog shot me in the back. It cannot be topped.
I would think
it
immediately
cannot be
that
it's
we
the
have
kind of story yeah. that if everybody's sitting in a circle, what's the weirdest thing ever happened yeah. to you? You just sit there with, I cannot wait.
I can't wait.
You just listen to everybody finish
and
their stupid stories.
And you act kind of interested mm-hmm. in everybody mm-hmm. else as if that's, oh,
uh-huh.
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, that's what happened to you?
I'm picturing like a criminal Michigan J. Frog situation
uh-huh.
where the dog's like, I had enough of this guy. He puts out a cigarette.
That's right.
Grabs the gun.
Yeah.
Right in the back.
Shot in the back by your dog.
That's so sad. That
it's
poor
awesome.
Dog and man. I was saying about an MRI. You can't get an MRI if there's a bullet because metal doesn't work well. But the president got an MRI.
I had an MRI. The doctor said it was the best result he has ever seen as a doctor. That's it. But I had an MRI as part of my standard yearly, or every, I think they do it every 2 years, but I have the physical every year. And the result was outstanding. Did you know? I have no idea what they analyzed, but whatever they analyzed it well.
Dude. Okay, there's a lot to dissect
there
here.
There's a lot there.
First, let me just say this.
The reporter question was, did they examine your brain? Yeah, it was your brain.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know. Whatever they examined, it went incredibly well.
First of all, who gets an MRI?
This is the best result
physical.
I've ever seen.
Well, I think that it's possible that now his doctors and people around him do say to him, oh, it's yeah. the best we've ever seen, Mr. President. I bet they'd say it now because they know he's going to repeat it.
They might, because here's the thing.
Or they feel like they have to say it to him.
If Trump said he had an MRI and it went well, people would, there's an air of credibility to that. But yeah. you immediately lose your credibility when you say it was the best result he'd ever seen as a doctor.
Yeah.
Which also implies he'd seen other results when he was not a doctor.
Right.
But, yeah, and then most people do not get MRIs as part of a regular physical or an exam. I know there's a very, very small group of, like,
rich people?
Very rich people who get an MRI, like, just check everything out, which a lot of doctors do not recommend. So
why don't you get an MRI just for the hell of it?
I know. I feel like you're looking for it. One doctor friend told me you get an MRI to look for answers, not to look for problems.
Right. So don't do that, even if you have the means to do it.
Real quick, John, watching on Facebook, said a cat would absolutely shoot you while staring you straight in the eye.
Well, cats are just awful, awful creatures. Awful. Be nice to cats, but they're still awful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.